Hi guys, welcome to another episode of my Dexon with Olayinka Mistrokas. I'm pleased to have you here with me today. I hope you're fine and you're healthy. So today I'll be talking about imposter syndrome. But before that, I would like to follow the order, which is to give you my word of today. So my word of today says, nothing in life is as important as you think it is while you're thinking about it. This simply means it is never as bad as you think it is at the time you're thinking about it, and there's always a silver lining. So now moving to imposter syndrome. Imposter syndrome is a psychological phenomenon that reflects a belief that you are inadequate and incompetent failure, despite evidence that indicates you're skilled and quite successful. Well, imposter syndrome has been categorized into subgroups, which are the perfectionist, the superwoman or superman, the natural genius, the soloist, and the expert. The perfectionist sets excessively high goals for themselves, and when they fail to reach a goal, they experience major self-doubt and worry about measuring up. The people that fall into this group can also be a control freak. They prefer to do things themselves because they feel others won't do it right. Are you a perfectionist? So the next one is superwoman or superman. People in this category often push themselves to work harder and harder so as to measure up. But this is just the first cover up for their insecurity, and the work overload may harm not only their mental health but also their relationship with others. Now the natural genius people. People with this competence type believe they need to be a natural genius. As such, they judge their competence as speed as opposed to their efforts. They set their internal bar impossibly high, and they judge themselves when they are not able to achieve that. Now, second to the last, the soloist people. They believe that true competence is equal to my own unassisted achievement. They don't understand it is okay to be independent. And the last one is the experts. They measure their competence based on what and how much they know or can do. Believing that they will never know enough, they fear being exposed as inexperienced or unknowledgeable. Well, we'll all have this very common feeling, especially if we are venturing into a new or different area. Often feeling like an imposter makes you afraid that you won't be able to succeed at whatever task is laid before you. So I'll be giving few steps to overcoming the imposter syndrome. So the first one is, write a list of your proudest moments, achievements, accolades, and special talents. The second one is attributing your success to you. Stop giving external factors the credit for your success. Number three, stop comparing yourself to others. Number four, ignore the thought that tells you you are not good enough. The fifth one, normalize failure. It is about recognizing that everyone else has likely failed at some point too. Stop being so hard on yourself and reframe failure as an opportunity to pivot and chart a new course. Number six, don't hang out with people who trigger your sense of incompetence. Be around people who uplift you and support you. And the last one, number seven, practice daily affirmation. Give yourself positive feedback every day and practice believing in yourself and viewing yourself in a positive light. Remember, imposter syndrome isn't always bad, just like the other negative things we go through in life. It can increase your self-awareness, create connection, and nurture empathy for others. So moving on to the next thing, which is our affirmations as usual. So I'd like you to affirm this with me. I am a child of light, love, and peace. I am a person of infinite worth. The worth comes from within me, for I am a part of the Creator, and therefore I am as the Creator sees me. No one can take my worth from me, for it is an internal gift of love from my Maker. I only can give my worth away, and I choose not to. Because of time, I won't be repeating this, so I'd like you to go back and play it slowly and repeat it as much as you want. So the last one for this segment is Just So You Know. Just So You Know is a basic fact or fun fact that I usually use to round up this show. So today, just so you know, in order to develop superhuman focus, you need to equally develop the skill of selective ignorance. Selective ignorance is not about lack of knowledge of information. Instead, it is an intentional choosing of subjects, facts, or people that you do not wish to know about. Thank you for listening to me, and I hope we all survive this period. Please stay at home and stay safe. Goodbye.